fresh and clean as a whistle. That's Irish Spring. Because Irish Spring has two truly effective deodorants.
And a fine, fresh scent.
That's Irish Spring deodorant soap. Gets you fresh and clean as a whistle.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
We almost there.
We are there. This is episode 101. Not from the 101. I was thinking about doing it, but we'd steal Luke's gimmick if we did that.
So. Nah, yeah, yeah. Shout out now, to Live from the 405, though.
Luke, make sure you do that, though. Do episode 101 on the 101.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying?
Get it.
Playa. Hey, playa. This Friday, the 21st, if anybody is in the LA area, go to Roaring Nights at the LA Zoo. I will be there celebrating my birthday.
Do not bring any weapons.
Don't bring weapons.
Nope.
So, everybody's meeting up at the zoo, which is one of my favorite places. And there's beer, there's music, there's animals. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there. I'm one of the animals.
Right, and you're one of the animals. The tiger.
Hashtag kill. We got a bunch of people going, so it should be a good time. Wish you could make it, but I know you got prior engagement, so
I'm looking for. And I would have, like I said, I would have brought him. That's why I was like,
yeah, that would have been fun.
It was right off the plane too. That would have been like,
yeah, it's 18 plus.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah,
no worries.
There's gonna be hot bitches too. You're gonna
holla, man, tell all the women I said hello.
Holla.
Happy birthday, Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I got something here for you. Story. I saw this story the other day, and you might have seen it, but I wouldn't say it's the most gangster shit of the week, but like the most pimp shit of the week.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Fuck. I'm going to have to go. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Nobody getting grabbed by the pussy.
I have it on airplane mode, so I can't get to it. All right. So this Olympic runner, he tested positive for some kind of drug.
Yeah.
It was a steroid.
Yeah.
But like a weird one. So he claimed that it's because he passionately kissed his girlfriend.
Oh, I did see that shit.
And the judge ruled in his favor. Because she was in India and she got some kind of weird thing because of all the things. And so she had to take this drug. And since they passionately kissed while she was taking the drug,
right. It went into his test. Yeah, swapping saliva. That's the same way you can catch AIDS and other things.
So you can say that I think that's the most pimp shit. Like
that is definitely some pimp shit.
He got off. Of like being like what do they call it when you
a fucking passionate motherfucker?
Just from like making out with this girlfriend, just
get putting it down like a Mac supposed to,
man,
serving dick kisses. Good,
I wish the fucking story would have came up, bitch.
It's all good. All
right, I had an interview this past week.
Yeah, I got a screenshot. I got a picture. Suave, debonair, great,
new
great. What's your boy from Mad Men? Don Draper style shit going on.
I got a new suit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call it a birthday suit from the girlfriend,
but not naked skin.
Ooh, kill them.
Ooh.
And I need my old one. I got 2-3 suits, but they're all different sizes. You know how like
weight fluctuates and shit. Yeah, yeah.
So this one is like one of the slim, fitter ones. And it looks, I mean, it's nice, but I'm like, if I put on 10 pounds, I'm not going to fit in this fucking thing.
It's all good.
But it's okay.
It's a good color, though.
Yeah, it's nice. I really, really wanted that, like that blue, that what's it, Conor McGregor wears?
That's that power shit.
And they had it, and they only...
That's them going to get a check.
They had them at, because we went to JCPenney's.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the Strahan collection.
Yeah, Michael got some good shit.
No, it was... And he had that blue color, and it, like, really fucking popped. You're like, damn. I was like, shit.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, it's not one that you could wear to work, like, every day, but maybe, like, Fridays or some shit.
Some I need motherfuckers to notice when I walk in the day, like,
yeah.
Brandon coming to run shit today.
If I get the job, I'll end up going to get one like that. But they didn't have any fucking pants to match the coat. You know, like, because I'm a 46 long.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking for 36 pants. No, none. No 36, nothing. And then if you found the pants, it didn't match the fucking jacket. And I mean, that kind of color, you really got to match.
It can't
be off a little bit.
No. Like, you got to get it together.
I can't have a coat like this color blue and then my pants are that color.
You got to come with that power shit. It's that power broker shit. That motherfucker, I'm going to say this. It's a circus. It's this other shit. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Before this circus took off, Conor McGregor, that motherfucker look good in a fucking suit. That's when I know my money's together. When I look like that in a suit, that motherfucker look like they just... His shit, his tailors are the fucking bomb. And I know you say you got a suit collection coming. So shout out to that little fucking motherfucker.
Because he's that motherfucker.
And he moves around in them and shit. I'm like, God damn, okay. Like, that's how you're supposed to look in a motherfucking suit.
No, he look, and he's all lined up.
Yeah. I told you that, like, you're Chris Styles. That's why I told you, shout out to Chris Styles, man. Your shit be on point. When you said, me and B was talking off air about something.
I've never had
Chris Styles. And I told him, but I told him about a relationship. Barbara,
if he knows him.
No, but I will. I got to remember. But I told him about a relationship I try to keep intact, and he said, you take that shit seriously. I'm like, yeah, it's like your appearance. I just like, you know, for shit to be together. The
relationship he has with his barber, he's
saying. Yeah. You kind of, because he's a great fucking barber, man, and I never want to fuck that.
It's like having a good mechanic. Pretty much. You don't want to go get beers with him afterwards, but you're like, I want to keep this kind of professional.
Yeah. It's somebody you want to be able to call and you know you can rely on and shit. But Chris Styles, yeah. Chris Styles does you pretty good. But you say you don't even go to fucking Chris Styles.
No, I go to Junior Lately. I'm going to have to turn the fucking air on. God, it's already hot in here, isn't it?
It's hot too.
Oh, God. No, okay, but so the McGregor shit, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. They took like a 4-country tour and for what?
For people to buy the pay-per-view.
They're going to buy it anyways, and it's going to suck. They're
really going to buy it now.
Oh, it's so...
Tell me your opinion on this. For some reason, I keep getting this feeling that McGregor going to do a Tyson Holyfield. Like, he's just going to kick him or something. Like, it's going to be something. He's going to get mad, and he's going
to lose it. I thought that because he's so used to...
I'm telling you, I think in the heat of the moment, that all of the fucking people, the noise... When
Floyd gets him good?
Yes, I think he's just going to, like, tackle him. It's going to be something. We're going to be like, what the fuck did he do? Yeah, but shout out to that $99, because... It's 99.
Oh, it's 129, I think.
Damn. I know Floyd and Manny was 99, I think.
I think this one's even more.
Damn, you say 129.
I'm not paying for that. I'll go to the rec room.
Oh, yeah, it's right there, yeah.
And pay $5.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Computers.
Well, I mean, yeah, just watch it on what's that stupid streaming thing? Periscope? Shit.
Computers. Shout out to computer. Reddit.
But, like, no, this whole, like... Okay, I get what they're doing, obviously. I'm not an idiot. I know how the business side of it works.
Right.
But it's going to be... He's going to crush him, dude. I'm sorry.
I just think it's going to be something extra. Something extra is going to happen. Something.
Like if McGregor's losing, he's just
going to... I'm telling you, I think he's just going to fucking kick him. Something and just
disqualify
him. And I heard that he loses a lot of money if he does it. I don't think he gives a fuck. Because I think he's going to make so much money that from other shit now that's... You know what I mean? From him being in this spotlight this big that... He really don't really give a fuck because he know he can make that back.
Who's the promoter behind this one?
Oh, Mayweather Promotions and Dana White.
What's TMT?
The Money Team. The Money Team.
That stinks.
The Money Team, bitch.
I don't know. Who do you think won in these stupid little things they have?
I don't keep up with all that. But shout out to black people, white people, Hispanic people, Chinese people, everybody.
Somebody made, your boy, Kevin Blackstone, he made a good point on ESPN. He said... That with all like McGregor's antics, he's actually made like a hero out of Mayweather when people used to fucking hate on Mayweather.
I remember people used to like, fucking hate.
And now, like, I want to see Mayweather kick his ass. Shit out
That's
of this
all
guy.
I've been hearing people but say. I want to see Mayweather beat the shit out of this dude.
So, did you watch Glow?
No.
God damn it. Okay. So, like, but the whole concept of having a villain.
Yep.
And being that loud vocal person to get people into it, that's what McGregor is, and he's done a great job of doing that.
Man had a suit with pinstripes that say "fuck you." And it was a nice suit.
It was a pimp suit, Doug.
That was a nice fucking
suit. But the one I was talking about is the last one he wore, that blue one.
Oh, yeah. No, he always... I mean, previous fights, I'd be like, God damn,
That shit's slick.
But you know what? It helps being a little short, minute motherfucker, man. Short people get the best fits on clothes when you really think about it.
Dude, I mean, because, all right, we're pretty close on sizes normally. Right. I'm probably a little bit smaller now.
Right.
But, like, I wear a 36, 32... In the pants.
I'm still the same. 36.
And then, like, either an extra large or a large shirt.
Yep.
You know? And what is the most popular sizes is that. Maybe not out here. Sometimes I go here and I'm seeing...
Oh, here's mediums.
I see men's jeans are like a 28. I'm like, who the fuck is buying these?
No, they got them. They
what the fuck? You know, is fucking Nino buying these?
You're right. Conor McGregor, though. That's the... That's the little small motherfuckers, man.
Is it? Well, how tall is it? 5'7"? 5'7",
I think, yeah.
But, you know, it also helps, too, when you're, like, an in-shape dude.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
That makes it, you know, if you're, like, a fatso, even though a fatso looks good in a suit.
That's true.
You know.
A suit does a lot for a lot of people.
It does.
And this is Suit Hour, brought to you by Men's Warehouse, by the way. If we didn't mention.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee.
Guarantee.
Wait, you're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. So, and Josh A. Bank, too. Josh A. Bank.
Oh, and Josh A. Banks.
Yeah.
And, oh, we got to go Hollywood Suit Outlet as well, then. Hey, yes. We can't leave out Hollywood Suit Outlet.
See, guys, if we get all these sponsors, then I don't have to buy fucking
Because Robert Sacre, a former member of the Lakers, is actually in the Hollywood Suit Outlet commercials.
Yeah, he is.
He is, definitely.
Yeah. That's one of those ones you get like three suits for $200. Suits, so and you go there and they totally don't have that deal. Like, it doesn't exist.
You know you can work something out. You're like, what?
And, like, they have, because I went there for that deal.
Yeah.
And like, they're like, well, you could choose from this. And there's like six suits.
Yeah, it's one
and
wreck.
Like, houndstooth in fucking
pimp
like,
blue.
They got the
neon
shit,
red.
They got,
they're like,
corduroy on the arm.
On the
like
patches, the arm patches.
Yeah, shit. Like you're a fucking in like a high school or a high school principal. You got that shit.
A high school physics teacher.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that shit is bullshit. Yeah. And then they try to get you in a $600 suit. You're like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, you're like, no. You're like, I'll take something off $300 for one fucking suit. I came for the deal.
So when I got the suit, we went in just to. I was like in a mood, like in a goofy mood. Okay, I wasn't like baked or anything. I just was like, hey, you know what? I got a suit. Like I was feeling good about myself. I bought some new underwear.
Yeah,
you know, hey, don't check What's these wrong bad, with that, check these bad boys out.
He's the fucking hey. If Steph Curry don't send this man some fucking Under Armour gift box, please. If you're listening right now, please. He is one of your loud and proud supporters.
For how long? Years?
For years. I'm going to say plural.
Before I even left
He's
Buffalo.
Actually got me wearing fucking underwear Under Armour. Not totally as an exclusive, but I got
But
some.
It makes a big difference. Just
there's some good underwear.
Yeah.
But I still just can't believe.
Do I have Under Armour socks?
Yeah.
Under Armour underwear. I mean, what the
he's,
fuck,
He's
man.
About this
please,
shit.
Please.
He's really about this shit.
About that
he
life.
About that life. He's about that fucking life.
About that action, boss. But I'm saying.
Yeah. No, so you was in a goofy mood. So
yeah, I was. But hang on. No. Now I'm going to even take it back because Auntie said that.
Mm-hmm.
So her boss was dating the CEO of Under Armour.
The dude?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not Plank. But like his second in command.
Okay.
And I'm like, can he send me some shit?
I just said that.
Oh, I'm not gonna ask him. I'm like, you're fucking CEO. I've been repping this company for 15 years. Sure, I'm not in the NBA, but I switched so many people to Under Armour.
Yeah.
Okay, like you motherfuckers out there, better fucking pay me. That's all I gotta say.
And I believe you'll wear the shoes if they sent you some.
Yeah, the shoes are kind of ugly. I'm gonna
lie.
You know,
I'm dumb, y'all make some
you know
ugly
what the
shoes.
I don't have an issue with the logo, but I have an issue with the logo on the shoe. If they made a shoe, maybe.
Well, you see, they just made a Cam Newton shoe with no logo. It's like a supposed to be like a designer or going out.
Is it pretty cool?
I don't feel it.
Is it better than like the Steph's? Because those are kind of wack.
Yeah, it's better than the Steph's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah, Under Armour. Y'all make some ugly. Yeah, I like some of y'all workout shit. Y'all make some fucking terrible shoes.
The shoes are bad.
Y'all make some.
But
terrible
everything
shoes.
Else they do is like.
I mean, cool. And this going back from a man who. Didn't wear Master P, and that's one of my, you know, that's one of my ghetto heroes. I didn't wear P's shoes and shit. That because P made some ugly ass shoes, but y'all didn't actually beat P. To say with a bigger budget, like why are y'all making these ugly ass shoes? What's up with that?
I really do think.
Like, I hope none of the listeners got their Under Armour on now, looking down like fuck.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you did.
Because rock them, you know. But I'm just saying.
No,
to
I
me,
just. I mean, look at. I mean, all right, Adidas, you got three stripes. Right. Nike, you got the swoosh. New Balance, you got the N.
Right.
Okay, those all look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Reebok, you got that weird little.
Something about Under Armour just look bootleg all the
it
time.
It does. Like, I think they try to do too much, but like you said, I think that they're. Like workout gear, shorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got some.
They might even be better than Nike.
Think about how many people you see with the workout, some kind of their workout gear on with different shoes though. With like some Nikes
almost
or something.
Every
right,
one
you'll
of
see
them.
Like even with some tights or some shorts, and you'd be like, oh, Under Armour. Then you see the shoes like Nike or something else, and you're like, oh.
And I like I said, on a shirt, on your underwear, the logo's cool.
Yeah.
I think the logo really ruins those shoes. Put it on the back. Like by your heel, and then just because they have a good like style and shit to them. Mm-hmm. Like I, the only reason I got these underwear is because they were Seahawks colors, so they got blue and lime green.
Okay.
So of course I had to get them.
Yeah.
And like they do shoes, like the colors are okay, but the scheme like stinks. Yeah. I don't know. I know.
I'm with you on that.
Big up to Nike. I know your shit's too expensive.
Man, as much as I always want to try new things, man, I'm a Nike person, man.
I seen a dude have Adidas on today, and they were fucking cool. They were like forest green. I don't know what the fuck they were. They were like slip-ons. He said they were $160.
Speaking of Adidas, my barber, he got some kind of plug with Adidas Reebok, so you get all kind of free shoes.
Yeah.
He'll have some shit on, and I'll be like, damn, them Adidas look good on his foot. I put that shit on, and it just look weird on me sometimes. Like, certain... It's like a tubular ones with these soles and shit. And I'm like, I see them on somebody else being like, damn, them motherfuckers look hard. And I'll try the same shoes and be like, nah, this ain't
some people can't. I mean,
yeah, it's just.
Okay. What's like the one shoe you put on it and you're like, yep.
Jordan 1s. Oh my God.
I put Jordan 1s?
Jordan 1s. You can wear that shit with anything. You just
you look know, I like. In my mind, I'm going to go with the question. The first Iversons. When I got those.
Okay.
They're white
with the blue toe. Blue.
Yep.
Now, my problem with the question was, I love the way they look with shorts and playing basketball. I didn't like the way they look with jeans. You know, because they were like wider.
Almost every basketball shoe.
Nah, because if you notice, like with the Jordans, they're more that slick silhouette. They're sleeker.
The question and the answer, those shoes, they had a wider toe box.
That's with jeans that used to look all, but on a basketball court, I just think they look fucking killer. Or with just shorts. But Jordan's, that sleekness? Oh, man.
Well, and it's also just, like, I could pick up, hey, man, nice J's. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know it already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, it doesn't kind of matter what they look like with jeans. You're not looking at the jeans. You're looking at, I know. I hear what you're saying.
I like that sleekness.
Those, and again, those Yeezys I saw were fucking pretty cool, but not for the price.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they say. I'm like, supply something, or I don't know what the hell they say, but.
But for $600?
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that, but. Time. That's the first time I ever saw them in person. It's like the first time I ever see like a big baller brand shoes in person. I'll be like, oh shit, okay.
You might be like, oh, yeah.
Those aren't bad. I mean, I saw the picture and they're not that bad.
But. Right, right.
All
right,
so that concludes sneaker talk. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, well, if we started out on
fucking. Do you remember, do they still do it? You would know this.
What?
Slam Magazine. Again, great magazine.
Slam was fucking. Slam. Kids, if you don't know what Slam, go buy Slam. Just buy the shit.
Do they still make it?
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
Dude, they still make the Slam Kicks edition.
I don't see that. Man, I used to live for that Slam Kicks. Oh, yep. So when the phone posits was coming, I used to be like, yes, nah. It wasn't no internet, kids. Kicks will tell you that sneaker release.
There's only one thing better than getting a Slam Kicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the magazine?
East Bay. I knew you was going to say East Bay. Anybody who grew up in our era knows East Bay was God's gift to kids who was like, that was like our.
In the sneakers, oh, in the fucking jerseys. In the
anything.
Jerseys,
yeah, anything sports related.
Fucking Kangles.
Everything.
Dude, I bought so East many Bay pairs of fucking shit. Like slips, like, you know, like sandals.
Shit, yeah.
From Adidas. Again, shout out to Adidas.
East Bay should be a fucking $1 billion company. All the shit we bought in the fucking 90s and shit.
I wonder if they just went the way of like everybody else. Like, they, like. Nike sold to Amazon. Like, they should have sold to Amazon. I mean, maybe
held out too long, because they should have sold way before.
You
know,
but you wanted
everybody else.
The catalog is what I wanted, and I take a magic marker and just circle the shit about it. The fucking Kooji shirts,
everything,
and the fucking Seahawks jerseys. And
they don't talk about. You used to be looking forward to who on the cover of the East Bay. You know what I mean? Because it always be like some different athlete or something.
Randy Moss. Or something.
Oh yeah, it would be some cool shit.
Well,
man.
They had like the fucking when Nike took over. The NFL jerseys.
Yeah.
They came out with like these real sick fucking golf shirts for the Seahawks. And I was like, fuck, I want to get it. It was like $50. And I circled. I remember, I felt like a fucking 30-year-old man.
Yeah, it's like Christmas.
Remember, did you ever get the Sears wish book?
Oh, yeah. What?
And remember, like, what? And your mom would be like, okay, what? Circle what toys
did
you
every
want.
Fucking person in the fucking 90s get a Sears wish book? You fucking right. Okay. Did you circle 100 things you weren't getting? Yes, you fucking right.
I maybe got one out of.
Man.
But I circled a ton of shit. Man. No, and I remember.
The video game section, the actual toy section.
I was like, this is how my mind works. I go through and be like, okay, well, if I get this G.I. Joe, I can't get. The Grayskull Castle. So I'm going to go with the Grayskull Castle and hold off on the jet. And I would start. And like, I almost kind of did the same thing. Now, as a grown man, I did the exact same thing with East Bay. I would be like, all right, well, I do want these shoes and these slips, but then I can't get this fucking hat, this right. Dodgers hat. I want to get this Dodger hat. So I'll just circle. Like, who? Like, was Santa Claus going to look at my fucking East Bay?
On my Sears Wishlist book. Remember how thick that book used to be?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I used to love that fucking book, man. That's crazy. That book held it down, man.
Dude, my mom got that every year. They had like layaway or some shit, so they got it for free. Because normally it was like $10 if you didn't. Mm-hmm. But, fuck yeah, that Sears
Wish book. That was a badass book right there.
It had every fucking toy in it.
Yep. I don't even know how they got the rights to every toy.
My mom would save it, and when it came time for like school clothes, she'd have me go through it and fucking do that too.
That's some good shit in there, man.
What was it? East Bay.
Oh, East Bay ruled
the fucking world. I wonder if
I don't get them, but I was at, when I was home last time, somebody, I was in the kitchen at one of my aunt's house, and I was like, fucking East Bay. I was like, oh, shit, he's still, Mike Trout on the cover or some shit. I was like, okay.
My friend Scott used to get it, and I'd go to his house, and we'd be sitting at the kitchen table, and I'd just go through it. Like, he's like, do you want to take that home? I'm like, no, man, I'm just excited to look at this shit.
Check it out, shit.
Yeah. Shout out to East Bay. I'd like point out stuff to him, like, yo, check out these ones. He's like, yeah, okay.
This back in the back shit. And this also relates to the topic that you told me to think about, the commercial shit.
Which I'll get to. So, okay, anyway, so I was in this took a weird road. But, so we're at the mall, and I'm like, let's look at rings.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Let me put this down.
So we went to Kevin's Jewelers.
What's the commercial for Kevin?
James Worthy.
Hey, look.
Big Game James.
If you about to propose to your old lady, put a New Balance. You know he's New Balance still, too.
Yes,
he
should.
They don't even make basketball shoes no more, and all Big Game says is, I don't wear nothing but New Balance, baby. That's it. since the first game.
I love James Worthy.
I love James Worthy.
Who's the Laker who like was a virgin?
AC Green, baby.
Yeah, okay. I thought he did something like owned a car dealership or something.
Oh, I know he broke the games played record. Remember?
Yeah.
We had Kevin's Jewelers.
At Kevin's
Jewelers. I'm out of my mind, and I'm about to propose to
this. No. It wasn't even for that. I wanted, honestly, like, just to get, like, a, hey.
Her vibe?
What ring do you like?
Right, her style. I got you.
And so, like, now, everything's 75% off. They market so fucking high up there. Right. It was ridiculous. So the one we look at was, like, 2 G's. And I'm like, all right, well, technically, I could probably swing that.
Yeah, that's not
2 G's.
Horrible.
And she looks at it, she's like,
Look at how small
a diamond is. It's a little too small for me, playboy.
Okay,
well, how about, like, so they had, like, the exclusive collection. I'm like, how much is this? It's, like, fucking, I'm not even exaggerating, 16 grand or something. But they're like, oh, we'll take, you know, 75%
off. Y'all had to meet in the middle. And 16.
So they're like, we'll take 75% off. So she shows me, she doesn't even tell me. She shows me the calculator. It was, like, $6,700. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I make that in 6 months.
I'm like, damn.
But, I mean, it was a nice ring. I'll give it, you know, say that they had a nice ring. But anyways, it was, now I know the exact look.
Yeah.
That's all I needed, you know. Man. And I was just trying to have, like, it wasn't like I was going to propose right there or buy the fucking thing. I was just trying to have, like,
making the steps, building the house,
brick by brick. I was having a good time. That's fun to look at shit sometimes.
But that wasn't, I thought it was a joke. That wasn't a joke, motherfucker. That was actually
a cool move. Why
the
fuck would they market at $16,000 when they know they're not going to sell
it? And they get it for $30. Downtown LA Diamond District.
Everybody tells me to go there.
Yeah, that's what the shit
is. Yeah, but I don't have the cash. I got to finance, dog.
No. They do finance. A lot of them places do finance. In a Diamond District.
Like Tustin Exchange? That one?
No, I mean, that's far out. But if you go downtown, you probably find that same ring. If they came down, how much you said? Six?
Six.
Oh, you bought three? You walking out the door like, damn, I really just got that for three? Yeah. That same ring.
Financed?
Some of them finance. I mean, they work better with cash.
I mean, if this is something I'm actually going to do, I got to talk to the homie because there's a dude who owns a jewelry store.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Now that I know, like, it's like one of those square cuts with the shit on, like, diamonds on the side and around, and then the diamond in the middle. Diamonds in the back.
Diamond in my grill.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So, who the fuck was that? Was that Slim Thug?
Still tipping on 4 folds?
Diamond in the back. Who the fuck you saying that song?
Diamond in the back.
I think that was something.
Sun rooftop. Digging in the scene with the gangster.
Ooh. That actually sounds like okay. Alright, guys, we're gonna let you know about the most gangster shit of the week.
This is the most gangster shit of the week. Yo, yo, yo. You know what time it is. time for the most gangster shit of the week. And I actually did this in a pregame interview. Kickback, vacation, guy talk that we do before we kick this shit off. But the most gangster shit of the week this week is the big three going to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA. And everybody came out in fucking droves. I mean, they sold the motherfucking place out to see their hometown hero, AI, come back. And that motherfucker didn't put on a uniform. All he did was coach.
Well, he's not a hometown hero. He wasn't born there.
What, motherfucker, he's a hometown hero, motherfucker. Kobe Bryant going to be an L.A. hometown hero forever. He born in Philadelphia, Europe, wherever the fuck he was born. So, he stood up. He looked damn good. He had like $100,000 worth of diamond chains on. Nobody booed him or nothing, but they were just visibly like, you know, like...
Well,
they started chanting his name.
I'm hearing that people are pissed. They want refunds because he didn't play.
Yeah, they started chanting his name.
What the fuck? Yo, he scored 2 points in 3 games. Like, do you really want to see that?
Like, he's probably like smoking cigarettes in between and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Like,
I mean,
he had his hair braided and shit on timeouts and shit. He like, hey, I'll chill out with that dumb shit.
It would just be cool to see the fucking guy. I mean,
yeah, man. And I'm glad he was there. At least he didn't blow him off.
The game, the games look fucking competitive. Now Chauncey's putting up fucking points.
That one dude, I cannot think of it. I wanted to remember his name. That motherfucker. Balling. I don't know. He play on that fucking.
Is he on the Killer Threes, or is he on Power?
No, not Power.
I know who you're talking about.
That motherfucker can hoop. I was like, I don't know why you're not in the NBA no more.
Huh?
I can't think of the dude's name, but I gotta remember.
No, is he the one who's like leading the league and fucking in the big three?
I think so.
Points
in points. Yeah, that motherfucker.
So what's the gangster part of this? Just people showing up?
Just fucking you. They sold out the whole fucking arena.
I think the most gangster shit is that Dr. J was there.
I mean, with Dr. J, always there. He a coach. Fuck. But I'm talking about, you know who they coming to see. They coming to see Iverson. You know this.
I'd like to see Dr. J.
They coming to see Iverson. And I give Cube a lot of respect because Cube, like, no matter where he was at, he was, like, in Denmark and, like, flew in, like, for the last game. Like, he is committed to this shit, like, really
showing people. They got to be making cash on it.
Oh, yeah. No. They've been selling fucking places out, man. Like. And then people, they can't be paying them that fuck. I mean, even say they get, I don't know, because I don't know the exact figures. Maybe
I would. Well, no. Rappaport talked about it. I actually know.
Okay, how much?
So, the way it works at the end of the season, mm-hmm. you get paid on where you end up.
Okay, like, you don't get paid per game
or anything like that.
Oh, wow. See, I thought it was like something worked out where.
No, so I think like the winning team gets 100,000 or 200,000. Then second place is like 50.
That ain't no fucking money.
I mean, like, each person gets $100,000. I mean, $100,000 to play fucking 10 games. That's fucking.
I guess that's pretty.
It's 10K a game.
50K. League minimum right now, six figures. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, and you're playing like a pickup basketball game. Yeah. I mean, come on.
And they got money already, most of them. Yeah. But I'm talking about the ones who just.
They're just, I mean, I'm sure they get flown to these places.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. All that's covered. The hotel.
Okay, so they had 12,800 people. Now, when I looked at the tickets. For Staples, because I did want to go see it.
Yeah.
The cheapest ticket was $30. So, I mean, we're talking like 360 G's they pulled in.
Right, easily.
You know?
And that's not talking about the VIP seats and all this other shit they
that's
probably sell.
Plus, you can add in merchandise, because I'm sure kids are going to want to buy t-shirts and this kind of stuff.
Adults probably buying that shit,
some, some of the logos are kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know,
like, the Iverson had the fucking hat on for his team. I was like, that's a nice fucking hat.
No, and then he had the one that said, because they're Threes Company.
Yeah.
And it said AI in the back.
Yeah, no, that fucking hat. I was like, that's a fucking dope ass hat. I was sucked. Yeah. And he hadn't wore that before. I guess he's been playing. So, he had the hat
on. I think that, yeah, they're doing something right.
Yeah. You know? And I think it'll get bigger, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's, okay. It's never going to rival, obviously, the NBA, but it's a cool thing to go see.
Yeah. Especially in downtime like now.
Okay, you know what I was watching? After the All-Star game, they had the celebrity and like
post softball
players, softball
with Jamie
game.
Fox and them.
And that's, it's like the Rock and Jock. Yeah. I miss shit like that. Yeah. I like to watch. You know, I would go to one of those.
Yeah.
Then they had, because like we just got cable at the store, and we got Sportsnet LA, which like nobody in LA gets. And they had the backstage.
Why? Browser. Why don't? Because I
you got you got to have Spectrum.
But I got DirecTV and I got Sportsnet. Because I got all the Lakers shit.
No, you have Sportsnet.
Tell me the difference.
No, the Dodgers one is only.
But see,
Spectrum.
I had the Dodgers before, so something.
But you don't anymore. Well, try to watch a Dodger game like tomorrow.
Yeah, because
No. Sport, you get, okay, no, you get Fox Sports West.
No, no, it's not Fox Sports West, because I got it saved under my channels. It's $6.91. No, I know it's sports. I look at the motherfucker.
But I bet you get blacked out on Dodger games.
I don't think, because I got the behind the scenes and all that type of shit. I got all the excess sports. I got all.
It was supposed to be just maybe.
But the Lakers shit was like that at one time, too. So I don't know if it's some, because the Lakers was only Time Warner for the longest time.
Right.
Yeah, that shit, no. I got everything on DirecTV.
Maybe it changed that.
I figured that out.
But, I'm watching, and they had, like, an old-timers game. Okay. And I'm like, fuck, that's fun to watch. Yeah. You can't do that in fucking hockey or football.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to be any fun to watch.
You see they trying to do a flag football with Michael Vick and the rest of them?
Did you see that Michael Irvin wants to fight in the MMA?
Nah, I didn't see that.
But what's he doing?
Is it serious?
Yeah. No, after he does this race with Marcellus, he wants to fucking...
Nah, I didn't see that.
They want to have a fight in the... I'm like, what do you
him got? Him and Marcellus?
I don't know if it's him. Nah, man. What are you doing?
It don't matter.
You're not... Who's homeboy... Who does the MMA shit, and he's like 50, 60 years old, and he's like built like a brick shithouse. Like, he got traded. Did he play for Dallas? Why can't I think of this?
Oh, that dude not fucking, that dude not that old. You stupid. You are something, you're terrible. The dude Greg Hardy?
No, fuck oh, no, I'm no, saying, no,
he,
no, no, you no. know
he training for MMA.
No, I'm talking like really, really like an older player.
Oh, well, Greg Hardy is actually... Trading
I
to
think
be MMA
the Vikings player. Traded him to Dallas.
Oh, Herschel Walker.
Yes, yeah. yes,
but
yes,
Herschel
yes.
Walker is in better shape than me, you, my mama, dad.
He's
your
68
mama, dad,
or something,
and he is, and he does a million push-ups a night, and he has 0.1% body fat.
Didn't you say he does like seriously 10,000 push-ups
yes,
a day?
He doesn't lift any weights. He's always been like
never, that. Never, never one weight.
Sit-ups, push-ups,
and he's been doing the MMA shit and crushing people.
Yeah, it's Herschel, baby.
What the fuck?
It's Herschel, baby.
All right.
Herschel used to be badass on Tecmo Bowl, too.
Why could I not think of his name, Herschel yeah, Walker? Herschel, I mean, that's a fucking name, and yeah. I can't think of it.
Herschel was badass on Tecmo.
Oh, shit. Okay, so we went way around this. The whole reason I brought up the interview, of course, I did something super embarrassing.
In the interview?
Not really.
You just farted on your way out
no,
the office?
No, no, no. To leave an impact? There's something where... With these interviews, and when I meet new people, I'm like not myself. Like I'm not this guy talking to you right now. Like I'm very like quiet, and
take your water.
So I get home and I got to go into work for a couple hours, and I get back. I'm like, oh, you know, because I had to observe for like an hour, okay, and so I had to like watch what everybody was doing. And the guy was the store manager.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I'm like watching what he's doing and trying to help out with stuff. I didn't know that he was getting any say. In the hiring, I thought it was just the area manager.
Okay.
She comes in later to do the interview. So I was there for like a good hour and 15. Yeah. Then she came in, then we did like an hour interview. And I handle myself very well with that. You know, sometimes I don't like talking about myself. That's always a weird kind of thing. But, and the guy, everybody was very nice to me. Okay. So I leave, come home, go to work, come back, and I'm like, you know what? And she tells me, she's like, well, I'm going to talk with the store manager. And, you know, the hiring manager, and, you know, I'll let you know by next week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. And I had a good feeling about it, you know. And also, being there, it was extremely busy, and that's something that I like. Like, the time went
by
like
that. Yeah, you always
said,
yeah.
You know, I like that kind of stuff. Now, like, the hours are awful. Again, I don't want to call the place out because, you know, what happened last time. So, anyways, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna call and thank the store manager for letting me observe today.
Gotcha.
So now there was one chick who was there. Okay. I mean, there was a couple, but there was one who just did not want to be there. You know, there's always, this is like, I'm just waiting for payday.
Right.
Kind of thing. I call and she's the one I get on the phone. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, hey, this is Brandon. I was there today observing. Can I talk to blah, 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 the store manager?
Yeah.
He's not here. I'm like, all right, well, I just really wanted to thank everybody in the staff for, you know, helping me out in the observation today. She's like, okay, great. I'll let them know. I'm like, all right.
She shit on that one. People.
That's why you gotta talk to you later.
You guys just smile the shit off, man, because people will fucking ruin anything you let them ruin, man. They just, you'll hear it in their voice like, okay, asshole.
I know.
I don't even want to work here, but you're stupid ass. You want to come work here? Okay, cool.
If it would have been... the fucking store manager.
It would have been perfect. It would have been
but like, you know, this person is like, never said a word that I called. Right. Never fucking did any. Right. 100 times.
Right. I got you.
Over.
I got you.
I know that. Yeah. Oh,
it's
man.
Hot too.
God. And I'm just like, I was taking out the trash. I was standing there like, what a fucking idiot. I'm so idiot.
Nah, that was a good move. It just didn't land in the right person.
It was just the wrong, because like the whole time I was there, like people were like, all right, like they're into it and they're doing the shit. But I could tell this one person just sort of like
lunch is.
Yeah, had a late night or just waiting to get the fuck out. And of course, that's the one I had to get on the goddamn. Now, what I should know is just hung up.
Call back.
Yeah. But, fuck. All right. My life is Larry David fucking TV show.
It is. I say that.
It's always, of course, I had to get this person. Yeah. Everybody else was fucking cool. You know? Well, it is what it is. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she did actually say something.
Hey, it'll do.
You know?
But you put forward the effort. I think that's more important than the person shitting on it trying to block it. So
tried. All right. So this brings.
Did you call back the next day though?
No.
Oh.
Because I already felt embarrassed about the.
Oh fuck! So. You can't feel embarrassed talking to a motherfucker that you already know is a fucking shitter who doesn't give a fucking shit. He should have just called back the next day, like man, that's one. And it would have had the same effect. Oh man, that's oh man, appreciate that. Da, 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 da.
That's what I wanted.
Then you would have had your confidence back. You'd been like, yeah,
that's what I wanted.
I already know. Shit.
All right. So I ladies and gentlemen of the liquor license, I gave Crudier some homework this week.
Yes.
To
can we get the air popping before we do this?
Yeah, you're right.
Because my back is fucking sweating. Well, if we didn't tell y'all, today we're in Greece.
So I was talking about bad commercials. I told you to look it up for homework.
Yeah.
And I have a prop.
Okay.
Okay. I know this is going to be great for the audience, for me to have this prop. But the whole reason I thought of this, I'm like holding a knife like him. I got some Irish Spring soap.
Yeah, the green box.
Okay. Now, the commercial, when we were growing up.
I used to love the smell of that shit when I was a kid. I still remember it. Oh man, okay. that's a throwback. That brings you back to some fucking good times.
This is an audio podcast, guys, so this is going to make no sense. I'm going to do this, but
back just now to a big ass tub of bubbles.
Remember the commercial, and they started to change Irish Spring a little bit. Like they still had the original, but then they put out like a blue box one. In the commercial, they'd cut the fucking Irish Springs. I'm going to cut this.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Hey, this is the whole reason I even brought this
and
up.
And I don't remember the cutting.
No? No. Okay. I'm going to have to show you the video. All right, hang on. All right.
So. Okay, so I'm going to talk.
They would go like this.
So he's cutting it like as if he's cutting like a fruit, I would say, right?
I didn't want to do the whole thing. I didn't want to do I just talked into the soap.
Yes, you did.
I talked into the soap, guys. Like
The room is smelling fucking magnificent right now. If y'all,
I'm going to leave it out because that's kind of
nice. The
room
is smelling magnificent.
Anyways, so the whole reason I thought of this is because I was thinking of stupid shit I did as a kid. And one of the things was I wanted my mom to get the Irish Spring one because in the commercial, the dude would cut it and like smell it and be like, oh, it smells like the Isle of Ireland. And so when I was like 13, my mom got it, the new one, like the blue one or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I fucking took a knife and cut it. Okay. Like a big fucking chunk of it out. My mom's like, what are you doing?
Right. What are you doing?
She's like, you're using both pieces. Right. She's like. So I had to use like the little trimmings,
that's a fucking classic.
And then the soap. So
what's in? I don't even want to know. Maybe I'm gonna read what's in Irish Spring, and I might like regret ever putting that shit on.
It doesn't say on the box.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say because that'll be a downer right now. Because that was one of my personal favorites, was Irish Spring. It's a motherfucking. Oh man, when I tell y'all have no idea how many fucking baths I took with that Irish Spring.
Mm-hmm. Like, on the side it says bath size. Like what other size would it be?
Travel size, I think. Like
you think that? Why isn't it shower size?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's silly. Sorry. So those commercials are really stupid. All right, but if you don't remember them, then fine.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that one.
Then I set up this entire prop presentation no reason.
But you got the smell going.
All right. The other bad. Anything with Peyton Manning is bad.
He's had some terrible Papa John's
commercials. The Papa John's commercials fucking stink.
He's had some fucking
The Buick commercials.
You know what? I surprisingly liked his best commercial to me was always his DirecTV commercials. They had a little flair to them.
The thing is, DirecTV make a good commercial. Right. The whole reason we're even going to have this discussion,
okay,
is I'm very for no. I don't know why.
Okay,
but like. I examine commercials. Like, most people just turn the shit off or fast forward. Yeah. But, like, I'm like, who would buy this fucking product? Look at how stupid this commercial. I get like upset about it, you know? Yeah. And then when I see a good commercial, like the only good commercial I can think of right now is buy that.
Oh, the Justin Timberlake and
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Wonderful. Bye, bye, bye. Wonderful commercial.
Yeah.
It's well done. You know, good. That one's a good one. Good. Okay. But Irish Spring. Yeah, Irish Spring. Then, you know, I mean, when did that happen? I can't even think of it. When, like, we went from bar soap to, like, body wash.
Man, when you just pulled this shit out, and because me,
I'll get you one. You want to take this home?
I have a shower and a tub. And recently, I've been making a conscious effort, like, every day. I don't care if it's before work, after, whatever. I will soak in a tub, like with bubbles and shit.
Yeah,
like
that's one of my favorite.
And you just made me think, like, why don't I use bar soap anymore? Like, cause I still use like the body wash with my cloth and shit. But I'm like, no, that'll set it off, right?
You
now.
Know
that's
what?
Like,
what I would do is I would, and cause I love taking baths.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, that's that Playboy like, shit.
I mean,
from my nuts feel different. Everything
like is my different. Entire life. And you know what really pisses me off is that here Luke's bathroom has a bathtub.
Yep.
And mine is just a stand-up shower.
Okay, okay.
And I don't want to use this bathtub. That's weird. Yeah. And it's fucking filthy. So I don't want to take a bath there. But the old place I used to, one time, I'm like, I'm taking a bath. He wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm taking a bath. I got a podcast playing. Yeah. We had like a speaker in the bathroom.
I don't know, ain't nothing better than I got the computer set up. I'm like, I ain't rich with the... I want a TV eventually where I can just hit up some YouTube.
Yep.
I ain't got to crank my neck to the side because I can't. I don't have nowhere.
And I would squirt like whatever body wash I had. I'd just squirt
bubbles,
a little bit
to get the bubbles.
Yeah. And
it's that Playboy shit.
I remember I was in there. Now, I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be in there for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I hear like, hey, dude, are you dead? Like, because Luke had brought, this is one of his angels. He brought Eazy-E home.
Eazy-E, CPT, Rootless Records.
And, they both had to go to the bathroom. They're like,
"What?" He was in that fucking bathroom
for an hour and a half.
They could have just came in and like shit the place out
for like an hour and a half. Like, an hour and a half. They were like,
"Hey,
waiting
Brandon."
I got out. I was like, I was like a California raisin. It was all pruny and everything.
I forgot how much good baths feel.
God damn.
That's
not good. Yo, I want to.
I'm telling you, when you brought this shot, I was like, the first thing I thought about was like, damn, when did I start going straight body wash? Because I don't have. I haven't had bar soap in years.
Use a loofah.
With the shower I do, with the tub I use a towel,
like a washcloth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's that's a real thing. Remember in Chappelle's show where they were like, white people don't use washcloths.
Yeah.
My whole life we didn't have a fucking washcloth.
You gotta bring it back because you don't get the dirt that's good. See, that's the thing with the loofah, is cool. You know, it's fully so that loofah ain't getting all that dirt.
Yo, the loofah I read because you know how I break out on my back. That it's worse for it because it's abrasive.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm telling you, man. I've been
I don't fuck with a loofah.
I haven't used a loofah in probably over a year. I've been straight washclothing. Like
I switched to straight bar soap about 2 years ago. That's all I use is this.
That shit. I feel like it stays on. It cleans you different, man.
Well, you know, because the dude who shout out to Stryker, he was on the podcast and we were talking, and he got like a new apartment. And they had left a bar of soap, you know, like as a thing in there. And it was a Russian Dove soap. Like everything was in Russian.
Yeah.
But it was Dove. So when I started working at the store, I go and I'm looking at the soaps. They got the fucking Russian soap. And I'm like, shit, I got to try this now that he said something. Wow. Never went back. I'm telling you. And you know where you get
it? Dove is another big one in our house, too.
Dove is
my grandmother is
it's got
the white soap.
It's a quarter moisturizer in it.
My grandmother got the, what's the white one?
Just the regular.
No, but it's in what company?
Dove.
No. We had Dove at my house, but the white, it was like something else. She used to have the white, it's like a moisturizer, and I can't think of what that white soap is. But
I'll think of it, but not right now. But
we used to have Dove and Irish Spring. That was our two soaps in my mom's.
So, like I said, I've been using Dove. Now I got Old Spice, because they put out one. It's okay. And then, but I'm kind of pumped to go
to Irish Spring. I'm telling you, that shit smelled good. I was like, damn.
You might have to go pick one of those up. Because I was thinking, the fucking bar lasts me. I'm not even fucking around here. Like a good 2 months now. Yeah. I've had that. And it was $1.
Right.
Yo, that body wash.
$8
that
on body wash shit
is
shit.
Like, what body wash do you have now?
Axe
or some shit.
Yeah, so I'll just say some man. Smell
you, great. Axe. Right. They got a new one called Axe You. What does that even mean?
Axe gold. I see some shit say axe gold, platinum. I'm like, what the
you
fuck?
Know, oddly enough, I've used that.
I believe, because I definitely have seen put my eyes on that one.
But like Terry Crews doing the Old Spice commercials right. for like a minute. That
I had some Old Spice body wash.
Was it Terry cool. Crews?
Yeah, no, it's Terry Crews. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, Old Spice is those commercials were kind of like goofy and like
you don't even see soap commercials no more.
I do because I'm like. Anytime I watch TV, I see
soap?
That.
Soap? Just regular? I don't see
oh,
regular.
Not like this.
Yeah, that's what I'm
not,
talking about. Bar soap
not
commercials.
Bar soap, no.
Right. I'm like, all you see is body wash commercials, no.
But I'm telling you, hey, if you do anything, go get one bar of soap mm-hmm. and tell me, like, you don't feel a little bit of a difference.
Oh, no. You already didn't spark my fucking interest. I think I'm going to catch me a bar of soap.
You know what? This is, you know what? I don't have this thing.
Remember having
it?
To search for the soap in the water and shit, yep. like.
I don't have the stinger
where
for
the fuck
it,
is my daughter at?
That was my fucking metrosexual minute right there. That was my old.
Well, I'm glad you brought that one up because I'm definitely. I think I'm gonna convert back. Because
do you want to take this one?
I don't know if you cut it. Yeah, you cut it like a crack knife. I don't know.
I know, but I was trying to prove a point. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my god.
All right. So now a commercial that I hate.
Yeah.
But that I like. All right. Name a commercial. That you hate and you'll never buy that product. Like the general. Now, I say this and then I got the general
insurance.
You probably
need the general insurance before you would not. I would say.
The general commercials are fucking dog shit.
I mean, I like him and Shaq right now. I like that little dynamic they got going on.
It's stupid.
I mean, it's pretty stupid, but it's still. You got the insurance, so something's working.
Well, I mean, I did when I had a car. I don't have
well, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well,
But, okay.
Let me see
one that I want. A commercial like. That I fucking. Hated oh, and shit. Made fun of and then bought the product, the Brett Favre fucking nose and hair trimmer.
Yeah.
I got it and it works like a fucking, it's awesome. It's the fucking best purchase I made of 2017.
And shout out to men who would groom ourselves because, man, you gotta cut, man, a couple months ago, I saw hair coming out of my ear. I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, I'm literally sitting in a car and I looked in a mirror for something and I like turned and I was like, man, I had like a fucking long. I mean, I was like, this shit had to be growing for months. And I only got my little trimmer. I was like, man, you gotta stay on top of
like,
that shit.
I always, you know, like if you ever like pull a hair out of your nose,
yeah.
it like you tear up.
Yeah.
Yo, ear hair, you pull one of those. Holy fuck,
see,
is that?
I got a trimmer that does the nose, the ear.
That's right.
Does
all, oh yeah. The, yo, perfect. The Brett Favre one.
That's
I got it.
So, at least shout out to the men who grooming themselves out there. We gotta keep it.
Played, I did. And it came with like little attachments, so I can do my eyebrows
the one
and
I
shit.
I got came with little attachments
yep.
too. Yeah. Got it from Walgreens.
I got this one at Rite Aid, man. Yeah. The Brett Favre trimmer. Shout out to you, man.
Telling you.
No, Brett Favre, what the fuck happened to you? You're selling fucking nose trimmers, Doug. I mean,
and Wranglers.
I mean, aren't you like, don't you have the most touchdowns in NFL history and the most.
And the most penis picks sent in NFL.
What? No.
Gridiron history.
When he was on the Jets and he set the dick picks.
Yeah.
Was he married?
Yeah, he's been married the whole time. He never got divorced.
He's still married?
Hell yeah. His woman survived cancer. She was with him at his Hall of Fame shit.
Jesus. That's like Kurt Warner. Remember Kurt Warner? His wife was always on cancer and then didn't they break up?
I don't know.
I thought so. I'm telling you, I thought so.
I know Favre and his woman stood together.
Yeah, now he's on a farm with like a beard, but then he trims it up with his fucking
and he
micro
throws football with the copper thing elbow pad.
He does all this shit.
Yeah, he's,
what the yo,
he got Peyton Manning. Like he's a close second to Peyton
dude,
Manning.
He had to be in the league like 19 years.
Yeah.
Don't you have fucking money?
Nah,
why are
that,
you doing
but
this?
But that's
shit?
The thing though. When it's like when you got the money, it's certain people that the world wants to see. White people relate to Brett Favre. See, I'm from Louisiana. He's from Mississippi. I know a lot of white people who still look like talk about Brett Favre when he was at Southern Miss, and I'm like, they love. He's a fucking icon. They just love him. Yeah, just like Peyton. He's an icon. People love him too.
Yeah, but Peyton's selling DirecTV. Brett Favre is selling fucking nose hair trimmers.
Right, but you bought one, so some you know we got to do.
For I kind of bought it out of a joke.
And right, but it works, and you're like, boy, I like this shit. And that's what I'm talking about the copper thing. I'm not gonna say I got one for my legs when I've been playing basketball. Ha ha ha! I might not have the elbow one that he throw the football with, but I might have the fucking ankle one that I had surgery on. Ha ha!
What's the copper thing?
It's the copper tone or some shit.
That's suntan lotion.
No, fuck no. I'm not the sun. It's my phone was working. Fucking
well, whatever it is.
It gives off like shit to massage you while you're playing sports. And
is it like a piece of copper, or is it like
copper made in like the armbands and the
All right.
Yeah, no, it's some.
That's like shit. That shit that was supposed to give you like equilibrium, like it had the magnets in it,
something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he does that too. You never seen the ones where he throwing the footballs to the guys and shit?
Yeah,
he's a gangster. Shout out to B-Farm.
He's really not, actually.
Shout out to B-Farm. Brandon hating on you. He got your product in his
house. He's sending fucking dick pics. And didn't he have like a tiny dick too?
I don't know.
I never saw the fucking.
I don't know.
He looks like he has.
Well, he got trimmed nose hairs.
He looks like he has a tiny dick.
He got trimmed nose hairs.
All right. So, all right. Brett Favre trimmer. Irish Spring, cut the soap. See? There
cut the check, bitch.
All right. The last of my bad commercials, I'm sure I'll think of plenty more. Lately, I've been seeing these Nissan Midnight Collection commercials. So it's like Nissan's line of cars, and it's their Midnight Edition. So, like, they got blacked out rims. Like,
I have not seen that.
Oh, it's on. Well, maybe because you don't get Dodger games, because they're on during every fucking Dodger game.
I mean, but fuck, I get Laker games and I ain't seen Nissan Midnight.
Yeah, so the Nissan Midnight, this is how they promote the product. It's like a little kid on a big wheel, and then the mom's driving like a Murano or whatever that.
Oh, that's when the paint drops in the.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
Okay, that's.
Okay.
That's Nissan
Midnight. That's what it's called, Nissan Midnight?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this?
Not the car.
When the kid in the big wheel hits the paint can, and then it goes over the driveway and shit, and it's like artistic. What the fuck? I was wondering what that. I was like, what the fuck is this?
No, so it's like.
Yeah, that's a fucking hard commercial.
How do I put it? Remember, like. It's like a version of Nissan that's like stands out. It's
different. Yeah, I got you.
So it's like four or five of their cars, and it has blackout rims.
Yeah.
And so this is the commercial. We got special black matte rims.
Yeah.
What's it? A spoiler.
For Vivica.
A spoiler on the back, and then this is their third. This is their third selling point. Outside mirrors. I'm like, doesn't every car have fucking outside mirrors?
Outside mirrors.
Yeah, and like I'm not. Guys, please, if you can see this commercial and see what I'm talking. This outside
mirrors.
How is that a selling point?
Right. Huh?
Doesn't. I mean, if you didn't get the Midnight Edition, your car has no mirrors.
Maybe they're darker tinted or something. Outside tinted mirrors. I don't know. But yeah, I don't. Yeah.
It's so stupid. Sorry.
So what's a good one? Give me a good one.
A good commercial. Well, I said the buy one.
You did say the buy one.
That one's good. Oh boy, that's rough.
What's up? It could be. Yeah, it cannot be. ESPN still makes some fucking great
ESPN
commercials.
Always does. The people who do the DirecTV ones always make good commercials as well. ESPN. Even if it's Peyton Manning or whoever it is,
they
make good commercials. A good commercial. Man, you really got me at a loss here. This is tough. There's really not a lot of good.
I just saw one for that combat like flashlight.
Oh, I saw that too.
Yeah, that shit.
Those are scare
the burglars. So make them like, oh my god, what's going
on?
It's
a pretty dumb one.
It's so bright. I was like, what
the it's fuck? Like a rarity when a commercial makes me want. Okay, Taco Bell, because I don't really care about Taco Bell all that much, but they've been really pimping this double gordita thing. So the other day,
I remember when they was pimping the breakfast so hard, it was like. Every Taco Bell commercial was the breakfast.
Like, for like 3 days, I'm seeing this commercial, So finally, I'm like, just bring Taco Bell and bring it over. And I got the thing, and it sucked. But because of their advertising, I got it. And Wendy's, Jack in the Box, they always are, like,
the food looks fucking good. Carl Jr., that's fucking horrible.
You don't like that?
Nah, that black dude in the background, because he look like a knockoff from the LMFAO or whatever. And
yeah, he has that
son. But he's just like old. Like, what the? And I understand they're making fun of like people still living that life being old, but just like.
Yeah, normally Carl's Jr. commercials, I don't mind. The Jack in the Box ones sometimes are iffy. McDonald's commercials are always like just bland.
Yeah.
Just
I like the Carl's Jr. when they had the sexy girl, but then I got over them too. I was like, oh, this shit's pointless. It's just,
yeah.
At least you see them like bite a cheeseburger.
Okay, so fast food wise. I mean, like, Subway commercials are always, like, just straightforward, boring.
I used to like the Subway Ryan Howard commercials. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, those are all right.
Yeah, it was him. Was it Blake? It was somebody else. It had a baseball, basketball, and a football.
No, well, I mean, it was Ryan Howard and then Michael Phelps for a while.
Yeah, but it was somebody else. Like, I think it's somebody NBA. I can't remember who it was.
But, yeah, McDonald's commercials always are just kind of boring. Like, Calvin's got a job.
Calvin. Calvin? Kevin used to sell crack on the corner?
Burger King, I've never liked that King guy. I don't know why the fuck they keep that thing going on with that stupid weird king.
I don't like that they try to make it real people eating it, and you can. It's so fucking fake. And it's like, I never thought Burger King shit was this good. And like, but I'm
you know, okay,
the actor. What the fuck is this?
You know who makes a good commercial? And it's gonna sound now like, okay, it's a shitty commercial, but In-N-Out. All they do is show you the burger, and it's like, and it's an old school logo. Yeah. It's a very cheaply made commercial, but it's like, yes, I do kind of want In-N-Out right now.
Yeah.
And then you go to In-N-Out, and they only provide one fucking product, and they do a good job of it. So it's, why do you need to? That's what I don't like about these fast food places, is you have so many options for, like, you can go to McDonald's now and get the deluxe Big Mac with six with different patties.
Bread, and you can get this kind of bread and a loaf, and I'm like, what the
Just whatever you make, make it the right way. You know, Arby's, which I love.
I've seen the bacon. You see the new bacon ones? Yeah, triple bacon.
That does look good, though.
Triple, I was like, damn, what the fuck? Triple
bacon. But again, Arby's. You made a good roast beef sandwich. Make the fucking roast beef sandwich.
Yeah, no, they're doing other things. I mean, and they got Bing Ram. Shout out to Bing being the voice of Arby's.
Nobody else makes a fucking roast beef sandwich. Fast food wise.
We have the beef.
It's like Long John Silver's. Do you get Long John Silver's or Arthur Treacher's down
there? No, we had Long John Silver's, but it was.
Do you remember Arthur Treacher or no?
No. Never even heard of that one.
Long John Silver's, man, they used to have the Hush Puppies.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, those.
They had Long John Silver's in Metairie, like 35, 40 minutes away.
Is there even one close to here?
Oh, it's a Long John Silver's. I want to say, like, Pasadena way. Somewhere like that. Oh, okay. Like, yeah. Oh, Altadena. Somewhere in that area, it's a Long John Silver's. Yeah.
It's not. That was one of those ones, like, we had once in a while. Yeah, so, like, you kind of felt like.
Very once in a while. Yeah. I had that shit very, very.
You kind of felt like, oh, this is like a treat, you know, because it's different.
Now they connect this to, like, what, Pizza Hut or Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I think KFC. Which kind of makes sense. I mean, they're just both fried fucking food. Right. I mean, but
fried shit.
KFC commercials suck.
I don't know. Rob Lowe doing KFC now?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some fucking horrible commercials out there right now, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you told me to, like, think of a good one, like, no.
Nike's still making some good commercials.
Gatorade.
Gatorade always makes some good commercials.
Gatorade makes good commercials. You know, even though I work there and fucking Dick's Sporting Goods have some good, like, you want to go in there and buy some shit to, like, do it. Yeah, but Nike makes some good ones. Hey, Under Armour makes good commercials.
Yeah, they just don't make good shoes.
No, they need to one of these days.
Oh.
Hashtag kill. You didn't know that was a Nissan Midnight.
I didn't, and I know the commercial. I was like, oh, the kid hit the,
And it makes, like, this black artistic thing on the thing. Yeah. Because
that means your commercial sucks. No, I don't even know what it is.
Dude, it means that you have outside mirrors. Because that's.
Mirrors on the outside of the car?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's like some 2025 shit.
I almost should pull it up to show
that's
you.
That's like some 2025, 27 shit.
Outside mirrors.
Outside mirrors.
Am I wrong? I'm trying to. Like, after I watched that commercial and I started to, like, rant about it in my own head because I'm a fucking lunatic, I'm like, wasn't there some cars in, like, the 50s, maybe they're, like, test cars or something, or I saw them at a car show, where, like, they had mirrors on the passenger and driver's side, and then also on the back, where, like, the people in the back seat could see
I don't know.
The back. I kind of, or am I just imagining this? I
think you might be imagining that one, but I know some cars back then had just the driver's side, no passenger side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did your car?
Yeah, I got both of them.
I wonder when that was a thing. Yeah, but your car doesn't even have, like, the fucking chest strap.
Nah. Ride or die, homie.
It's gangster talk.
Yeah, we out here thugging. We ain't got time for that shit.
So, what are the bad commercials?
We've named a lot of bad commercials.
Just turn on the TV. I bet one's
on
right
now. There's a lot of shit out there right now. I'm trying to think of something horrible, though.
You know,
I think back in the days, even commercials we thought were, like, all them cereal commercials. They had some cool-ass cereal commercials back in the day.
The Irish Spring one I'm making fun of, but it made me want to get Irish Spring and cut the fucking bar.
Right.
You know?
Was that the one that had a waterfall and shit in the background? Yes. Yeah, okay, I do remember that one. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do remember that one, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Like, there are certain things you know, I think the difference is, as a kid, when you're watching, like, cartoons, and they obviously target you as a child, you know, with toys and shit, and they make it look so awesome. Or, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, man. Cookie Crisp.
Oh, fuck,
I used to love them Cookie Crisp commercials.
Do you know, I don't think I've ever seen one commercial for like Count Chocula, Frankenberry, but I always loved those cereals.
I think I recall.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was like an animated.
Yeah, it was. It was animated. Because I was, I remember like them being running through castles and shit. Yeah, okay. No, it was. Yeah, I remember some commercials from that era. I always
loved those cereals.
Yeah, that was some good shit, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, commercials are like food, beer. Like, the beer ones just annoy me. They're just like.
You need to bring back cigarette like, commercials. It's always
like hot fucking people that are like sitting there. You drinking just have Coronas. Like slobs. Like, and okay, you know who does fucking awful commercials? Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's the ones where they change the games and shit.
Yeah, like, oh, we're going to pause the game. I mean, like, in the beginning, it was sort of like, oh, that's funny, I guess. But, no, but it's just the people sit around, like, or, like, the dude grows his beard longer. What the fuck is going on?
You've been sitting there for months.
Yeah. All right. Then you just, you have your stock commercials, like Olive Garden and Red Lobster, and they just show the food.
That's it.
Like,
tell you what month it is. It's lobster month. Fest, yep. Yeah, let's just, perfect. Perfect. I'll be there. Perfect.
That's it. They're just straightforward.
That's it. Like, nothing else. I don't need to see no extra shit, no people. It's, cheddar bay biscuits and lobster. Okay.
Lobster. Okay. I changed my mind. I did think of a commercial I do like.
What?
The Bud Light one, where it's a guy and he's giving like a toast to like his best man.
And they use words from all their conversations.
And like, I thought that one was really well done. That was. They play that a lot during the baseball games.
That was good.
And the one like there's a raccoon behind him for like no reason. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. All
right. That was a good commercial.
All right. Sorry guys for commercial talk. Fucking 20 minutes, but that's about, if you guys like a commercial, let us know.
Let us know.
Comment. Send us a text. Eat a guy's dick.
He was doing so good, but now he had to turn into an asshole lane.
That's, if I had a product, I would just say that.
I would just take an Irish Spring and just shove it up somebody's ass.
You ever? Oh, okay. That's a good point I wanted to get to. Do you ever, like date a chick who had like bad breath?
Nah.
I'm
hygienic. I hate bad hygiene.
No. Oh my God. Like morning breath.
Never. I'm telling you, and I just slept with, no. I mean, you know, it's there, but it's like.
Would you tell him like go brush your teeth?
Fuck, I would hope. I mean, I won't have that problem, so I don't know. I've never had that problem, so let me just say that.
Would it okay? Like they?
I mean, your breath smell like shit. Some people breath just smell like shit in the morning. Okay, cool. But halitosis is another thing.
Yeah, like, no, that's what I mean. I don't mean like
you mean like fucking.
I mean like you wake up in the morning, you're like yo, what is right. that?
No, no,
you don't know.
Yo, what is
what about
that?
like a stinky asshole or
man? You know we didn't. Go back and listen to previous episodes of Liquor License. I don't play with the stank pussy asshole. I didn't cut motherfuckers completely off.
What would the one thing you... Okay, if I'm like, okay, career, this is going to be your new girlfriend. I'm going to get... And you have four choices. It's one that has a stinky asshole. One has a stinky puss.
No, I don't want
that. One has stinky breath. And one has smelly armpits. You got to pick one of those out of those four.
I'll take the armpits because... We can work on that. We can work on natural deodorants, natural soaps. You can't the pussy, the ass. Nah, that's too much. That's just like, and the breath. You ain't kissing. You ain't fucking. At least you can keep your arms to the side. You're like, oh.
Okay.
But yeah.
What if it's a chick that doesn't shave her armpits?
Why
or her legs?
Why would you talk to her?
Like
it's not like fucking wilderness. 1857.
If you started like. Say 6 months into a relationship,
and I didn't know she shaved her fucking
legs.
What the fuck?
No, she shaved her legs, but like she'd go like a couple days and be like that stubble, and she would that fuck. Bother you or?
I mean, don't look like my shit.
What if she had like a big bush?
I never got caught up on shaved or not shaved. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit.
You don't prefer one or the other?
Nah, I prefer you keep your pussy clean, your ass clean, your breath clean. Oh my God, what the fuck? Wash your face, you dirty motherfucking rats. Clean your ears. Cut them long hands ear
rather,
hairs.
Would you rather have a girl with like acne or like a gut?
You keep both of them. What a clean woman.
Would you rather have a girl with only one leg? All right, or like oh a cup God. Titties?
How did we get here?
A cup titties and or one leg.
I'd rather have a beer drinker. Fuck it. What the fuck?
Yeah, but after she drank beer, her breath smelled. I gotta drink this beer. Wait. How's the lyric go? The Easy lyric? He's like, I'm drinking this beer. My breath starts stinking.
Hey, Bog. Damn, I can't think. You got me on that one.
All right.
Shout out. Shout out to Easy though.
I got you on those, huh?
Shout out to whoever injected Easy with AIDS, because that's fucked up. Like, for every woman to test non fucking AIDS and they say Easy got AIDS. Where you get AIDS from?
You think it was Jerry Heller?
Oh, I don't know. Rest in peace to Heller though.
You think it was Suge Knight?
Oh, rest in peace to no, he's still living.
He should be dead, man. That guy's a fucking penis.
I don't know. I would like to hear the real stories though. I would like to hear his side of the stories.
Do you think he would rather fuck a chick with bad breath or smelly armpits?
I don't know, but back in the day, Suge had some bitches.
Yeah?
Suge
might he might be a closeted gay.
Sure, nah, Suge had bitches.
Don't tell him I said that.
I won't. I won't relay that message, but I'm going to say I would like to, and I'm you made me think about this. Just like I heard Jerry's story, and I heard Easy's story, and I heard Cube, and I heard Ice Cube, Dre, I would love to hear Suge's side of all of this shit.
I think he would. No, I wouldn't.
I mean, just to hear it, whether it's right or wrong, I would like to hear it.
I think he would like make it like, oh, he wasn't wrong, and how much shit that he did, and this kind of stuff.
I don't know. Maybe he might give it to us straight down the middle and say, this is what it was.
Has a guy ever done that in his entire fucking...
But see, I don't know, because I've never had him really, like, after all of that shit. Because I believe he had to keep this facade up for so long, but I would like to hear what the fuck he got to say.
That would be interesting. I don't know how much of it would be true. That's all I'm saying.
Right, I understand.
You know? It's like if you had a Trump fucking movie come out, you know.
I don't want to see that one.
We're watching it right now.
Grabbing pussies on the bus with Billy.
I'll watch that. Billy Hoyle.
Billy Hoyle.
All right, on episode 101. You know what?
What?
Every bad commercial can get fucked in the face.
Give me the helmet, I'll be the stuntman. Just relax, and I won't front like Anita. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I'll be taking it slow. Never missing a spot, yes. Caressing your back with chest to chest, you're kissing on my freckles. I nibble around your ears before I suck up on your neck.
Oh, money, B.
Yeah, that's what you'll be screaming and creaming. But it's not a wet dream, it's the real. The freaky dog, Doc Nasty. Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up, petting, teasing it, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry. Use a freak, money, B.
Got that shot, G.
The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. Say you're G. Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you, bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Booyah.
You're looking at her from the rear.
Yeah.
She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty's 2 feet from your head. Should you A, take the time to find a condom? B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D.
D.
All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture's squeaking. She's tweaking, saying that she's weak in the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till her booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder. You don't want them to clown you in this situation. What do you do?
What?
A, you're plain and simply back up off her. B, you hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do, so you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing.
Dissing.
Get back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak. Cause we're the freaks of the industry. Yo, you worse, money, B. The freaks of the industry.
And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G.
Take us out of here.